Translation: on the battlefield where Sri Krishna attended Arjuna out of friendship, the flowing hair of Lord Krishna turned ashen due to the dust raised by the hoofs of the horses. And because of his labor, beads of sweat wetted his face. All these decorations, intensified by the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows, were enjoyed by him. Let my mind thus go unto Sri Krishna. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Lord is the absolute form of eternity, bliss and knowledge. As such, transcendental loving service to the Lord in one of the five principal relations, namely Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya, i.e. neutrality, servitorship, fraternity, filial affection and conjugal love, is graciously accepted by the Lord when offered to the Lord in genuine love and affection. Sri Bhishmadev is a great devotee of the Lord in the relation of servitorship. Thus his throwing of sharp arrows at the transcendental body of the Lord is as good as the worship of another devotee who throws soft roses upon him. It appears that Bhishmadev is repenting the actions he committed against the person of the Lord. But factually, the Lord's body was not at all pained due to his transcendental existence. His body is not matter. Both he himself and his body are complete spiritual identity. Spirit is never pierced, burnt, dried, moistened, etc. This is vividly explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So also it is stated in the Skanda Purana. It is said there that spirit is always uncontaminated and indestructible. It cannot be distressed, nor can it be dried up. When Lord Vishnu in his incarnation appears before us, he seems to be like one of the conditioned souls, materially encaged, just to bewilder the asuras or the non-believers who are always alert to kill the Lord, even from the very beginning of his appearance. Kamsa wanted to kill Lord Krishna, and Ravana wanted to kill Ram, because foolishly they were unaware of the fact that the Lord is never killed, for the spirit is never annihilated. Therefore, Bhishmadev's piercing of the body of Lord Krishna is a sort of bewildering problem for the non-devotee atheist. But those who are devotees or liberated souls are not bewildered. Bhishmadev appreciated the all-merciful attitude of the Lord because he did not leave Arjuna alone, although he was disturbed by the sharpened arrows of Bhishmadev. Nor was he reluctant to come before Bhishma's deathbed, even though he was ill-treated by him on the battlefield. Bhishma's repentance and the Lord's merciful attitude are both unique in this picture. Srila Vishnavat Chakravarti Thakur, a great acharya and devotee in the humor of conjugal love with the Lord, remarks very saliently in this regard. He says that the wounds created on the body of the Lord by the sharpened arrows of Bhishmadev were as pleasing to the Lord as the biting of a fiancé who bites the Lord's body directed by a strong sense of sex desire. Such biting by the opposite sex is never taken as a sign of enmity, even if there is a wound on the body. Therefore, the fighting as an exchange of transcendental pleasure between the Lord and his pure devotee, Sri Bhishmadev, was not at all mundane. Besides that, since the Lord's body and the Lord are identical, there was no possibility of wounds in the absolute body. The apparent wounds caused by the sharpened arrows are misleading to the common man, but one who has little knowledge can understand the transcendental exchange in the chivalrous relation. The Lord was perfectly happy with the wounds caused by the sharpened arrows of Bhishmadev. The word vibhidyamana is significant because the Lord's skin is not different from the Lord. Because our skin is different from our soul, in our case the word vibhidyamana, or being bruised and cut, would have been quite suitable. Transcendental bliss is of different varieties, and the variety of activities in the mundane world is but a perverted reflection of transcendental bliss. Because everything in the mundane world is qualitatively mundane, it is full of inebrieties, whereas in the absolute realm, because everything is of the same absolute nature, there are varieties of enjoyment without inebriety. The Lord enjoyed the wounds created by his great devotee Bhishmadev. And because Bhishmadev is a devotee in the chivalrous relation, he fixes up his mind on Krishna in that wounded condition. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So I'd just like to beg the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. This is the first time I'm giving a Bhagavatam class here, so I'm extremely nervous. So please tolerate my shortcomings and please bestow your blessings so we can say something useful. On the battlefield, where Sri Krishna attended Arjuna out of friendship, the flowing hair of Lord Krishna turned ashen due to the dust raised by the hoofs of the horses. And because of his labor, beads of sweat wetted his face. All these decorations, intensified by the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows, were enjoyed by him. Let my mind thus go unto Sri Krishna. So here, Bhishmadev is on the bed of arrows. He is about to leave his body after a grueling war between the Kauravas and the Pandavas. He has just spent around 50 days giving counsel to Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir Maharaj approached Bhishmadev at the end of the war. Because after the war had ended and the Pandavas won and Yudhishthira was coronated, he was still feeling very morose. He was still feeling like something wasn't feeling quite right. He was feeling very guilty at how much sin had been incurred, or so-called sin he thought had been incurred in the killing of the Kauravas. So he was advised by Vyasadev to approach Bhishmadev. And when... So Yudhishthira then went to Krishna. And when he approached Krishna, Krishna was meditating. And once Krishna had finished meditating, Yudhishthira asked the Lord, "Who are you meditating on?" And Krishna said that, "I am meditating on Bhishmadev, who is on the bed of arrows. He is not for one second stopped thinking about me. And I cannot stop thinking about him." So Yudhishthira and Krishna and all the Pandavas then went and approached Bhishmadev. And Yudhishthira, when he approached Bhishmadev, straight away, the first thing Bhishmadev said to Yudhishthira is, "How unfortunate that you had to go through so many trials and tribulations because of the Kauravas." This is a Mahajan. He's about to leave his body, but he's not thinking about himself. He's not thinking, "Oh, I'm in so much pain, all these arrows." I mean, it wasn't just like arrows went through his body. The arrows were still in his body. So all this pain that he's in, but he wasn't thinking about himself. As soon as Yudhishthira approached him, he said to Yudhishthira, "How unfortunate that you had to go through so much pain, so much difficulty." And Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Bhishmadev for counsel, how to rule a kingdom, etc. And Krishna gave Bhishmadev the benediction that you won't feel any pain, hunger, thirst, bewilderment, so that he could counsel Yudhishthira. So he counseled Yudhishthira for so many days. So these are the verses previous to the ones we've read today. And he was telling Yudhishthira Maharaj about how to rule the kingdom, what's the righteous things to do, etc. And after he had described all these different aspects of morality, duty, he said to Yudhishthira Maharaj that ultimately, just be a pure devotee of Krishna. And if you're a pure devotee of Krishna, if you do everything for the sake of Krishna, for the pleasure of Krishna, he even said, just like myself, you will attain Krishna. And that is the perfection of your life. So when he said that to Yudhishthira, he wasn't glorifying himself, that, "Oh, because I'm a pure devotee, Krishna has come to me." Actually, he was glorifying Krishna, that this is the glory of bhakti, that if we give everything to Krishna, Krishna will give us his darshan. And he carried on by then saying, "I now want to withdraw myself and now only think of Sri Krishna." So he only wanted to think of the Lord. The sun had now reached the northern hemisphere, when the actual arrows were shot at him. That was on the 10th day of the battle. But at this point, he was waiting. So we hear that Bhishmadev had a boon. What was his boon? That he could leave his body when he desired to leave his body. And the auspicious time would be when the sun had moved to the northern hemisphere. So, in one sense, Bhishmadev was waiting for that auspicious time. But the other thing Bhishma Dev was waiting for was he wanted to see that dharma was established. He wanted to see that righteousness had won, that the Pandavas were on the throne. So he waited till that time. And when he waited till that time, he counseled Yudhishthira Maharaj and he started to withdraw himself from everything external and just totally immerse himself in the thoughts of the Lord, in the thoughts of Krishna. And when he's thinking of Krishna, he's thinking of Krishna with the beads of sweat on his face and the decorations intensified by the wounds dealt by his sharp arrows. And Bhishma Dev even says these were enjoyed by him. They were enjoyed by Krishna. Bhishma Dev, as a military man, as a Kshatriya, he was most attracted to Krishna in this form, on the battlefield, with the sweat, with the so-called wounds on his body. That's what Bhishma Dev was attracted to. And in this form of Partha Sarathi, Bhishma Dev wanted to immerse himself. So he immersed himself in these thoughts. He's remembering how he got himself in this situation. When did he remember Krishna like this? He remembered Krishna like this when Krishna was willing to break his vow. He was willing to break his vow to protect his devotee, Arjun. He was on the battlefield. And this was on the 9th day of the war. So what happened on the 9th day of the war? Well, actually we can bring it back to the evening of the 8th day. So the 8th day in the war, Duryodhan was getting severely beaten. Bhima had him, if you like. Bhima had him. He had broken his bow, he'd killed his horse, he's knocked off his charioteer. So Bhima had him in a place. So on the 8th day, Duryodhan felt shaken. He'd felt like this also after the 6th day. On the 6th day also Bhima had him, Ghatotkach had him, but he got saved. And on the 6th day after the war, he actually approached Bhishma Dev and said, "Bhishma Dev, what are we going to do?" And Bhishma Dev tried to tell Duryodhan that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And he actually spoke Krishna Katha. He glorified Krishna. Because he could see Duryodhan was slightly interested. Really? He's the supreme personality of Godhead? And it's like us, isn't it? When we see that someone's slightly interested, we don't stop. We're like, "Hey, you got to chant, you got to follow these four regs, you come to the temple, you'll be happy for the rest of your life. Very well, very well." You know, so Krishna, so Bhishma Dev, he saw some of that. Duryodhan's kind of asking. Okay, he's a little interested. So he gave Krishna Katha. He spoke, in one sense, he spoke the Bhagavatam, the canto 10, if you like. He summarized Krishna book, if you like, to Duryodhan. And, but Duryodhan was kind of like, okay, maybe not. Then he went to his tent. So this is on the sixth night, the night of the sixth day of the war. He went to his tent and he kind of thought, "Is Krishna God? Is Krishna not God?" And then he kind of thought, "Oh, you know what? Just in case he's God," he's kind of paid obeisances to Krishna. Then he went back to sleep. He just wanted to hedge his bets a little bit on the sixth night. But then he woke up on the seventh morning and again his attachment took over, and then suddenly, "Oh, I need to win this kingdom. Forget it. Even if Krishna's God, I don't care." We get like that sometimes, don't we? We know Krishna's God, but we've got this attachment. And it's like, "I know he's God, but I've got this attachment. So I'll just deal with my attachment for a little while. And then maybe later on, Krishna can be God again." So in that sense, Krishna, in one sense, had revealed himself to Duryodhan through Bhishma Dev. But Duryodhan was still too attached. So he suffered that reversal on the sixth day. On the sixth day, again, Bhim had him, and he again went approached Bhishma Dev on the evening of the eighth night, and he said to Bhishma Dev, "What is going on here? And why did he approach Bhishma Dev like this? Because just before that, Duryodhan spoke to his good old friend, Karna. He spoke to his good old friend, Karna. And Karna said, look, Bhishma Dev, they kind of had a discussion. And it came to understanding, look, Bhishma Dev, he's too attached to these Pandavas. You know, he's not fighting with full valor. He's still a bit too attached. And Karna and Bhishma Dev had this thing. So Karna wasn't fighting while Bhishma was in command. So Karna said to Duryodhan, look, just tell Bhishma Dev to step aside. I'll step up and I'll wipe out these Pandavas in one day. All five of them, I'll just sort them out. So Duryodhan felt really like egged up. Yes, this is it, this is it. So he went to Bhishma Dev and he said, hey, grandsire, Bhishma Dev, what is going on? You know, you have been commander, but yet I am suffering here. In the war, these Pandavas look very deadly. They're very strong. And Bhishma Dev again tried to say to Duryodhan, well, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. If someone is on the side of Krishna, you've got no chance. It's not going to happen for you. Why don't you just give half the kingdom to the Pandavas and just call it quits here? Duryodhan didn't like that. Duryodhan said, look, Bhishma Dev, you're not fighting. You're not fighting at your full capacity. That really hurt Bhishma Dev. Because for a Kshatriya, to hear that is worse than death. How could he say that I'm not fighting at 100%? He said, look, if you don't want to, if you can't fight 100%, Karna will step up. And Bhishma Dev was getting so incensed with this. So incensed. So he says to Duryodhan, here are five arrows. And then he just went into meditation. He went into meditation and after some time, he said to Duryodhan, that I have invested all my mystic powers into these five arrows. Tomorrow, with these five arrows, I take a vow. I will kill the Pandavas. I will kill them. And Duryodhan was like, job done. You know, I've incensed Bhishma Dev. He's all fired up. And tomorrow he's going to kill the Pandavas. And I'm going to be king. Amazing. So Duryodhan thinks everything's kushti. At this point, everything's wonderful. So then Duryodhan, he's kind of thinking, well, you know what? We don't want Bhishma Dev to change his mind. You know, at the end, he's still attached to the Pandavas. He's still attached. So he says to Bhishma Dev, oh, grandsire, these five arrows, I'll look after them tonight. I'll keep them with me and I'll give them back to you in the morning. Bhishma Dev's, okay, no problem. So Duryodhan takes the five arrows and he goes off to his tent. And meanwhile, in the Pandava camp, Krishna says to Arjuna, do you remember that when Duryodhan was captured by the Gandharvas, you went and released him? And Arjuna's like, yeah, I remember. I released Duryodhan. At that point, Duryodhan had said to Arjuna, Partha, you saved me. What can I give you in return? And Arjuna said at that time, well, I don't need anything right now. But if I do need anything, I'll let you know. I'll call you. And Arjuna never thought he'd ever ask Duryodhan for anything. He'd never... think he'd have to ask Duryodhan for anything. But that day Krishna said to Arjuna, now's the time to recall that favor. Go to Duryodhan's tent and ask him for those five arrows. There's five arrows that he has, ask him for them. So Arjuna goes to the tent of Duryodhan. Duryodhan welcomes him, says, hey, Arjuna, at night they're friends. In the daytime they're trying to kill each other, and at night they are friends. So they're friends in that sense. And say, hey, Arjuna, come in. And Arjuna's like, hi, And Duryodhan said, so what would you like from me? If you want the kingdom, I'll just give it to you. You know, in a jokey mood. You want the kingdom? I'll give it to you. And Arjuna said, in one, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Jai Shri Shri Gornitai ki, Jai. So Arjuna said, you don't really have that right to give me the kingdom anymore. You had that right. Krishna came as peacemaker, but you decided not to give the kingdom. So you've lost that right. That I will fight for. But something I would like to ask you for is, I hear you have 5 arrows. I'll take them. And Duryodhan's totally baffled. How did this happen? This was a private conversation. None of the guards, nobody was there when Duryodhan and Bhishma were having the conversation. You know, this happens to us sometimes. We're having a confidential conversation and suddenly, and you're telling someone about your problem, and then a couple of days later, another devotee approaches you, hey, how are you doing, Prabhu? And you're like, oh my God. But this wasn't a case of confidentiality being broken. Bhishma Deva suspected, did a guard hear it? Sorry, Duryodhan suspected, did a guard hear it? Did Bhishma tell Arjuna? What happened? So Duryodhan, as Arjuna was walking out with these 5 arrows, Duryodhan said to Arjuna, what happened? How did you find out about these arrows? And Arjuna said, oh, that was Krishna. And then he walked out. And Duryodhan's like, God, Krishna again. Krishna. So we can see that even in the most difficult situations, Krishna is helping. The Pandavas were destined to die by the vow of Bhishma Dev, but Krishna saved them because he found a way. And Krishna will always find a way to protect his devotee. So then the 9th morning, Bhishma Dev approaches Duryodhan, hey, give me my 5 arrows. And Duryodhan's like, oops. Something happened there. We don't have those 5 arrows. Krishna has taken them. And Bhishma Dev chuckled. He laughed. He just knew that this is the Lord, willing to protect his devotee. So the 9th day is another crazy day in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Abhimanyu is fighting this Rakshas, Alambusha. And then The fight is raging on. Bhishma Dev approaches Yudhishthir, and then suddenly Arjuna comes and Bhima comes, and then there's Bhishma Dev and Arjuna. And Bhishma Dev, Krishna says to Arjuna, now's your time to kill Bhishma. And Arjuna half-heartedly agreed, yes, I will. And Bhishma Dev, valiantly, with full aggression, is just shooting arrows, shooting arrows, shooting arrows. And these are the arrows that are being described in this verse. These arrows that also hit Sri Krishna. So he's shooting these arrows, and Arjuna is half-heartedly fighting because Arjuna is still attached that this is my grandfather. How can I kill him? So he's kind of like half-heartedly fighting. Bhishma Dev's like, with full aggression. He had promised Duryodhan that morning. When the 5 arrows were taken, Duryodhan tried it. He said to Bhishma Dev, look, can you just go into meditation again and just get 5 more arrows to kill the Pandavas? And Bhishma Dev said, well, all my lifetimes of ascetic powers were invested in these arrows. So I can't do that again. But I will take a vow that today I will either kill Arjuna or I will force the Lord to break his vow. So this is the moment when Krishna is receiving these arrows from Bhishma Dev, Arjuna's getting these arrows from Bhishma Dev. It just looks like Bhishma Dev is not going to be stopped. He's not going to be stopped. So Krishna is now ready to break his vow. He's ready to break his vow because he's not going to let his devotee perish. Na me bhakta pranashyati. My devotee, declare it boldly, my devotee will never perish. So he gets off the chariot. He finds, he looks around, he finds a wheel. He lifts the wheel. And then he's running towards Bhishmadev. He's running, and it's described actually in the purport, in a later purport, Prabhupada described that this running from Krishna to Bhishmadev, even though it looks like two warriors, is actually like the running of two lovers who are going to see each other again. So to the non-believers, this looks like a fight, a mundane fight. But to the devotees, this is the running of the Lord towards his devotee, Bhishmadev. So he's got this wheel in his hand, and he's ready to use the wheel to kill Bhishmadev. So he runs. He runs and he's running towards Bhishmadev. And as he's running, Arjuna's kind of thinking, oh my God, like, I can't let Krishna break his vow. But Krishna's so angry, he's so intensified with anger. He says to Bhishmadev that you are the root of this war. You are the minister of the king. And as the minister of the king, you should be advising the king what is right and what is wrong. And if you couldn't advise him properly, you should have abandoned the king. Bhishmadev accepted the chastisement and said, this is true, Sri Krishna. What you say is right. I did try to tell Dhritarashtra, but maybe the will of providence is stronger. He didn't try to defend himself. You know, sometimes we get chastised and we're ready with all our, no, but I did this and I did that and it was his fault, not my fault, and I did that. But Bhishmadev just accepted. He accepted the chastisement from Lord Krishna. Okay, I was wrong. And then Arjuna's running and he catches Krishna by the legs. And still Krishna's so angry, he's running towards Bhishmadev. He's grabbed his thighs, but he's still running. But then Arjuna's body kind of goes underground. So then Arjuna can't move. And because Arjuna can't move, Krishna can't run any further towards Bhishmadev. And then Arjuna says to Krishna, I will take the vow, I will kill Bhishmadev. Do not break your vow. He also didn't want Krishna to ruin his reputation that he would not, because Krishna had taken the vow that he would not fight. So the sun sets on the ninth day, and Bhishmadev is absolutely ecstatic. He is so ecstatic because he saw the Lord protecting Arjuna. That's all he wanted to see. He knew that there is no way that Krishna would let Arjuna die. So he's just so ecstatic. He's so happy that Krishna, he saw Krishna Leela. It was the Leela he was yearning to see when he took that vow, that he would either kill Arjuna or Krishna would have to break his vow. He was looking forward to seeing, how will Krishna surprise me today? And this is how Krishna surprised him, with the chariot, getting off the chariot, wheel in his hand, ready to kill Bhishmadev. Bhishmadev wasn't scared, or I'm about to die. Bhishmadev was totally ecstatic. He saw the Lord in this form, the form that he loves to see the most as Partha Sarathi. So that night, the Pandavas were worried. Bhishmadev is unstoppable. How are we going to stop him? So Krishna tells them, just go to Bhishmadev and ask him. Just ask him and he'll tell you how to kill him. Okay, it's that simple. So they go to the Pandavas, the Pandavas go to Bhishmadev, they approach him, Yudhishthira Maharaj approaches him, and Bhishmadev tells him that, look, I won't fight Shikhandi because he is previously a woman, and I will not raise my bow and my arrows to a woman. So just have Shikhandi at the front and I won't be able to attack him, and that way you can kill me. And so Bhishmadev told him this confidential information, isn't it? How to kill me when he's got a boon, how he can be defeated. He's willing to share that information. And sometimes when we're willing to share, we can see. Sometimes people ask us, oh, can I have that PowerPoint? Oh, I don't know, actually, Prabhu. you know, nice, those slides you had. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll let you know what was in the class. But here's Bhishma Dev giving. He's sharing information. How to kill him. How can I be killed? This is the information that Bhishma Dev is sharing. So, the next day, the 10th day, exactly what it said on the tin. Shikhandi at the front, he was at the front. Arjuna shooting the arrows from behind. Bhishma Dev is defeated. So that evening, Bhishma Dev is totally wounded with all the arrows in his body. But Bhishma was waiting. He didn't want to die because the sun was in the southern hemisphere. He also didn't want to die right now because he hadn't seen Dharma established yet. So he just took shelter of Krishna. He was on the bed of arrows and he took shelter of Krishna. And by thinking of Krishna, he was with Krishna. And we can see that Krishna himself gave that instruction to the wives of the brahmanas when they had left everything to go to Krishna, to feed Krishna. And they said, now Krishna, we want to stay with you. And Krishna said, no, now you go back and do your duty. But by thinking of me, you will always be with me. And in that way, the wives of the brahmanas were pacified. They went back to their homes to carry on their duties. And just by thinking of Krishna, they were always with Krishna. So this is what Bhishma Dev was also doing for all these days. So after the war had ended, the 18 days of the war, then we would go back to where we started, where Yudhishthira approached Bhishma Dev. And when he approached Bhishma Dev, we know that he was asking for counsel. This is Krishna said to Yudhishthira that this knowledge, even I can't give you. You have to take it from the pure devotee, Bhishma Dev. And Krishna waited till this moment to glorify Bhishma Dev. He waited till this moment so that the world could understand who is this Mahajan, Bhishma Dev. Because before that, Bhishma Dev could be very easily misunderstood. Misunderstood because he took the side of Duryodhan. Because he had made a vow that we know his great vow of celibacy, his vow that he would not get married, and his vow that he would protect whoever is the king or the ruler of Hastinapur. So he had taken that vow. And he's misunderstood because why did he take the side of Duryodhan? Why did he choose the lower dharma of protecting the dynasty compared to the higher dharma of choosing righteousness and being with Krishna? But the pure devotee is being instructed in the heart. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pitipurvakam dadami buddhiyogam tam yena mam upayantite. The Lord, when someone is serving the Lord with love and devotion, Krishna says, I give them the understanding by which to come back to me. So the Lord is instructing Bhishma Dev, the pure devotee in the heart, how to serve him best. And the way that Bhishma Dev can serve Krishna the best is by showing that no matter how learned we are, no matter how virtuous we are, no matter how heroic we are, if we take the side of adharma, if we don't take the side of dharma, then we will be defeated. He was heroic. He fought valiantly. He was learned. Brihaspati was Bhishma Dev's teacher. He was virtuous with all these vows he had taken. But still, that's not enough when comparing that to being on the side of the Lord. And this is the lesson that Bhishma Dev was giving the world. And this is the lesson that Krishna wanted Bhishma Dev to teach. So he chose that dharma because he wanted to glorify Krishna. He didn't mind being misunderstood. He did not mind being misunderstood because his dharma was love of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya explains to Prakashananda Saraswati, Krishnaya Vishaka Prema Parama Purusartha Yara Age Trinatulya Chari Purusartha. He's explaining to Prakashananda Saraswati in Benares when they're having a meeting with all the Mayavadi sannyasis, and the sannyasis are Prakashananda Saraswati is telling Lord Chaitanya, why are you just dancing and chanting Hare Krishna? Why don't you get into Vedanta? And Lord Chaitanya explains that love of Godhead, when we have love of Godhead, Krishna Vishayaka Prema, this is the Parama Purushartha, the highest achievement. And compared with love of Godhead, the four other achievements, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, this Chari Purushartha, when we compare it, Yara Age, when we compare it, it is just Trinna Tulya. It is just as insignificant as straw on the street. So any other Dharma, except for love of Godhead, is insignificant. And the love that Bhishma Dev had for Krishna was that he did not mind being misunderstood by the world, because Krishna understood him. So we can end with this quote by Prabodhananda Saraswati, a great devotee, associate of Lord Chaitanya. And he says something that just personifies Bhishma Dev. He says that if the whole world glorifies me, but Krishna does not recognize me, then what is the use of that glorification? And if the whole world is spitting at me, but Krishna sees me, then who cares for that spitting? And this is what Bhishma Dev fully personified. He didn't care, he doesn't mind that the world may think this of him, think that of him. But Krishna totally understood his pure devotee is just doing his service to glorify him, to glorify Krishna and to glorify the devotees. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Would anyone like to make any comments, corrections, questions?